Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax, and find out how you can live a better life on the Pulse.
I shall not feel good. I'm feel good. Like a move in the wood, yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, joined this morning by a very special guest, Rocco Boulle. He is the head honcho at Integrity Fitness in Bedford and Londonderry as well, right?
That is correct, Stephanie. Thank you for having me on today.
Welcome. So I have the biggest question that's out there right now. How can we solve the healthcare crisis?
Well, very simply, as I edit what I'm going to say right now, we have to stop eating bad foods and just get off our butts. That initially will solve the problem in itself.
So that's what you're out to do at Integrity.
Well, at Integrity, we focus more on the moms and the women sector of the issue, because we know in most cases, fundamentally, women are the caretakers in the family. And I'm not dissing you guys out there, but the reality is that I am a man, and I know, and I don't have quite the nurturing qualities as some of my female counterparts have. So it's very important to educate and guide the women, because they are the ones who typically will do the shopping. They're the ones who are typically making the dinners and breakfasts and lunches and so on and so forth, and are the caretakers that are the in-the-family teachers. And we feel that if we can educate and empower them to be able to understand for instance, just how many calories a person should have in a day, what's too much food, what's not enough food, what's just right, or the Goldilocks food plan, and just the right amount of activity that a person needs to keep their body healthy and vibrant, so that we don't have any of the other 70% of the issues in this country that are caused by lack of activity, poor food choices, and smoking.
So right now the CDC is saying between 70-75% of American deaths are from chronic diseases. Why don't you just explain the chronic diseases as far as diabetes and heart disease and cancer, and how exercise and healthy eating plays into that?
Well, for one thing, what we know even from many of the doctors that I work with today is that when we take a look at the metabolic profiles of people who have these particular conditions, whether it's cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, and things that are all related, what we do see is that, you know, the blood lipids are way out of control. So we're seeing the cholesterol is way higher than they're supposed to be. Triglycerides way higher than they're supposed to be. We take a look at inflammation, which is a huge marker in determining, in some cases, the cardiovascular condition of the individual. So if we see somebody with a lot of inflammation, such as through a test called a C-reactive protein test, we can tell whether or not their cardiovascular system is inflamed or not. We can also look at other inflammation markers, such as homocysteine levels, that will tell us another indicator of inflammation, typically from eating lots of red meat. So we can kind of almost put people on a lie detector test and be able to see what they've been putting in their mouths, and because it comes out in the labs.
All right. So tell me a little bit more about Integrity and how you're doing things differently, because I have to say I've been enjoying it there. I've been a member probably about a year now. It's gone by quickly, and enjoyed the guidance. So why don't you give the listeners just an idea of what's going on there?
Well, from my perspective, Integrity was built as a way of creating not only a solution, but a systemized way of delivering health to an individual. Now we're centered out of Manchester, New Hampshire. See, Manchester, New Hampshire is actually the blame for all of the obesity in the country. Did you know that?
No. How do you figure?
Because the McDonald's brothers actually went to West High School in Manchester. And unfortunately, and it's not really their fault. What happened was, once they left Manchester, they went to California to actually become actors. And they couldn't get jobs as actors, so they ended up opening up a restaurant, then a two or three. I think they opened up three restaurants altogether. And at that time, back in the 40s, there was car hops, and people would actually go into the car hops, and people would come out either on roller skates or come out and take their orders. Well, they decided that they were going to take half of their menu items that they didn't sell a lot of off the menu, and just let people come in and get whatever it was that they wanted, and reduce the price, because they didn't have the overhead of having the people going out and taking the orders, so on and so forth. So that particular model actually worked pretty well. And then came along a guy by the name of Ray Kroc. And Ray Kroc at that time was a guy who sold, you know, those multi-mix blenders.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw what the McDonald's brothers were doing, and he loved what they had done. And he had done all kinds of, he had made all kinds of proposals to them to buy their name out and to be able to use that name. And they finally figured on, I want to say back in those days, something like $2.5 million, and they could still keep their restaurants, but they bought the name. And what Ray Kroc knew is that if you could systemize something so that instead of the labor for one shake, you could use the labor to make 6, 7, 8 shakes. And the same thing with hamburgers and hot dogs and French fries and soda and all those sorts of things. Well, that systemized approach that was adopted by Burger King and Wendy's and Taco Bell and every other fast food restaurant that you see today is the way that we've been able to deliver food fast to people. Unfortunately, the quality of the food has changed. So what we're really doing is delivering processed food-like substances to people. It's creating havoc within the metabolisms of individuals. At Integrity, it's kind of a retro look of what happened, saying, okay, well, how do we create a system that gives us back the activity levels of the 1940s and the 1950s? So when you come in and work out, what we're really doing is we're setting up a plan that's specific to your musculature so that you're not overtraining or undertraining. And then we're providing you with a food plan that says, here's the things that we used to eat back in the days when we didn't have so many health problems.
That's awesome. So what kind of results are you seeing?
Well, I would say, and I don't want to sound pretentious because that's not what this is all about, that we really deliver more results to more people, and even in a demographic, especially women who don't put themselves first on the list. In other words, they're not the fitness goer, so to speak. But we have more results in our particular locations versus probably most of the health clubs you see around the country because we have a system in place and it's measurable. So every 8 weeks when a person has done their plan, they sit with a coach for 15, 20 minutes and their plan is updated so that the new level of stimuli or training that person needs is put into place, and also the calories that they're eating is also readjusted so they can stay on a path towards better health. So yeah, we do get greater results because of the systematic fashion, and we can duplicate that system over many, many places. In fact, we have over 30 locations that are licensed with our system today, and we just really released this in the past year, that are using and adopted this system to be able to deliver better health coaching to the people in their fitness centers.
That's fantastic. So you give people a plan and you help them stick to it, and then you reevaluate and give them a new plan so that they can keep getting towards their goals and not get plateaued and stuck.
Well, yeah, the plan is one part of the solution. The other part is the coaching. You see, each person that comes in presents a challenge because some people have never been inside of a fitness center before in their lives or had the education related to nutrition that they would come in and say, oh, I eat good. You know, I always hear this, I eat good. Well, if your female is 5'4" and you're 240, you're eating too good. You're too much.
Right.
And we just have to be able to develop that relationship first instead of, disparaging that individual by making them feel like they don't know anything, is to say, okay, well, we understand, but let's see if we can help you understand this a little bit better so they will understand how much food and what kind of foods to put in their body. And that usually makes a big difference because coaching, in essence, is really the key, because some people come in as complete neophytes or they look at it as a baby. You know, when you have a baby, you don't set that thing out to go to work 40 hours a week the next day. There's a process of gradient steps that has to take place with each person. Some people come in with a little bit of fitness knowledge and nutrition knowledge in the background. Some come in with nothing at all. So we have to determine what level of assistance or coaching that person needs prior to, so that we can get them to become independent, not be dependent upon us for the rest of their lives.
So if somebody's listening and they're interested, they can go to the website and get a little more information there. And it's www.integrityfit.com.
That is correct. We also have a members tab there that's free for anybody that they can sign up. And all of the information about being healthy is in there. When they do get plans, so whether they're from one of our licensed locations or one of our franchise locations, that plan is supported by the website. So they'll basically know all the fine points of what it is to be healthy. We have 7 components in our particular model, which means that strength isn't the first component that we make them understand or help them understand that having strong muscles, bones, tendons, and ligaments is important to good health. Cardiovascular, which is good for the heart and lungs and cardiovascular system, we have to make sure that that's in check. Flexibility, that we can move our joints through their full range of motion. body composition, which is a big one, which is the fourth one that, you know, nobody on the planet should be more than 25% body fat, period. But yet we see people come in that are mid-30s, 40s, and even over 50%. And that's a struggle. So the expectations for that individual, people who think that they can lose it in 2 weeks, they have to be educated, understand, you have to be patient with yourself, because it wasn't overnight that this happened, and it's not going to be overnight to take it off. But we give them the fastest and most direct approach to get there. So fourth is body composition. The fifth component is meal planning, understanding what to eat, how often to eat, and what to eat. That's also very important. And the sixth component that goes along with the fifth component is supplementation. 50 years ago, I would have not recommended supplementation. But unfortunately, due to processing today, you're going to see that a lot of the foods are missing the vitamins and mineral content that we used to have 30, 40, 50, even 100 years ago. And hence, a lot of the conditions that are related to those missing micro and macronutrients in the diet are causing other issues that we won't have time to get into today. But that's the sixth component. And the last component, which is the most important component, is the mind-body connection, your ability to make a choice. In other words, between stimulus and response lies your ability to make a choice. And what you do between the stimulus and response changes everything. So if you can stop just a few seconds before you actually make that choice and realize what you're doing, it would change an unbelievable difference in a person's life, because that choice that they make is an educated choice versus a automated choice. And this is what we have today, this automated choices. I go through the drive-thru, I get my coffee, I get my donut, and I'm off to take the kids to school, whatever the case may be. To think about that for a second and say, hey, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe today I'm going to do this instead. And it's empowering, because even if you can just change your breakfast for the course of a week and see how that empowers you, because you are making that choice versus I'm automated.
That's fantastic.
So that mind-body component to me is the first thing that we have to address, because it is the choice maker. It is the one component that once we can fix that one, the other components are just so easy to do.
So do you think that's the most difficult component to fix?
Not when you get somebody to actually make a choice. Like, I'll give you an example. See your little timer. How much timer do we have left?
A few minutes. Keep going.
All right. So pick up the timer. Put it down. Pick it up. Put it down. Why are you doing it?
Because you're a really big, muscly guy that's telling me what to do.
Okay. You choose to pick it up.
Okay.
Now you choose to put it down.
All right.
You did that by yourself?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Ooh, I'm learning. If you're just tuning in, we're here with Rocco Boulay. He is the head honcho and the head trainer at Integrity Fitness. And you have had years of experience in fitness. You have a degree from Plymouth State University, and you were the WPA World Bench Press Champion for 5 years, as I've heard. Rumors have it, there may be even a YouTube video. But we're going to be back. We've got to take a break. Stay tuned. We're here on The Pulse. Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, joined this morning by Rocco Boulay. Rocco is from Integrity Fitness in Bedford and Londonderry. I'm super excited to have you here because you are a celebrity. As I just mentioned, you are the WPA World Bench Press Champion from 1990, 91, 92, 93, 95. Okay, so what's the deal with that? Give me scoop.
I got pneumonia in 94. Otherwise, it would have been six times.
That is fantastic. So what made you get interested in taking care of your health and in fitness?
I think it was really a gift as a young boy. I was the first born, so I was the first one home, you know, watching TV with my mom. And one of the television shows that was on it back in those days in the 1960s was Jack LaLanne. So Jack LaLanne became my morning workout guru. So, you know, I basically would sit in front of the TV and I would emulate all the things that Jack was doing on television. I got the opportunity to meet Jack back in 1999 in Boston and told him a little bit about, you know, how he'd been an inspiration to me. Very nice, very, very nice man. I know he just passed away last year, but he did live to be 96 years old, and that's a testament to somebody who takes good care of their health.
And he was active in his later years.
He was. You know, I believe that he died from pneumonia, and, you know, maybe that he could have avoided that, but sometimes, and because our healthcare system is so inundated with so many people, I don't believe that people who really need the attention, get the attention, because there's so many people in the system right now that shouldn't be there, because that we need to teach them how to take care of the health so the doctors can do what doctors were meant to do, is take care of the sick. But the people who are uninformed of what they should be doing need to be informed, so that we can pull them away from the healthcare system, empower them to take care of their own health, and let them work in conjunction with their doctors to get healthier outcomes. And I think through the next decade, that's what we're focusing on trying to do.
Yeah. Now, I've always thought that the hospital is someplace you go when you're sick, when you're injured, when you need emergency care. But if you want to create health, going to drugs, going to surgery is not a place to create health for yourself. You've got to start with your fitness level and what you're putting in your mouth.
Yes, if it's a health-related condition, I would argue that there are some instances out there that are more medically based that we do need, you know, surgical intervention
and
pharmaceutical treatments. But for, again, 70% of our nation, maybe more at this point, it's not that. It's a lack of activity, poor food choices, and smoking. That we are totally responsible for. And we have to make some inroads into changing the mindset of people to say, no, my doctor does not take care of me. My doctor works with me, so I take care of me to attain good health. And that's where the philosophy and the thought process has to be different. And guess what, listeners out there? It's not going to be 2 weeks. It's a lifetime. And if you're not willing to change, eventually you're going to get caught up in it, and you will pay the price. And that's all there is to it.
Absolutely. So it comes to personal responsibility. Why is that so difficult?
Because this nation has really been focused, and we can blame it on Pavlov if you want, because his experimentation with basically training his dog to respond to, obviously, the ringing of the bell and the feeding of the foods is exactly what the marketing industry has done in this country to get people to salivate over their products. It's not rocket science. It's just that we've been pre-programmed to, can I mention products on the show, or is that?
I don't really know.
I know we can bleep this out, or Bob can bleep it out later, but you know, think about it. America runs on Dunkin's. You can have it your way. It's finger-licking good. It's the real thing. It's the king of beers. And I could go on and on about the different slogans that have been pre-programmed into all of us over decades and decades of hearing these same things all over again. You know that the commercial with the Coors Light when the guys are on the side of the mountain and there's that big party going on and everybody's having fun. Everybody's fit and everybody's drinking beer. I want to go to that party because I've never been there.
No, it's true. I was walking around an amusement park. We were out of state. And by the end of the day, it had occurred to me that there were posters with ice creams and fried dough, and it was mostly candy bars. It was clear that there was candy bar sponsorship, corporate sponsorship within this theme park that was advertising to me and to my children all day long everywhere we went. And I only became sensitive to it because we were doing a 30-day paleo challenge with Crossroads Chiropractic, so I was not eating any of that, nor was I giving it a temptation. I had actually snuck my cooler of organic fruit in underneath the stroller so I'd have something to eat all day, knowing that those choices weren't going to be there. So it's true, we're being marketed to in a huge way that is unprecedented.
Every medium that you can possibly think of, the radio, television, the internet, even now, you know, you go into a kid's website and there you'll see all of the junk food being marketed right on the side because it's appealing to kids. It's getting them to want these things early. And unfortunately, people have become addicted to sugar. And therein lies the problem. If we can take away the sugar, we take away the problem. But it's easier said than done, because there's a lot of big, big corporate money that is funding all of these campaigns. And you know, we're trying to do the right thing by people, but it's very difficult because we're also trying to stop an addiction that's almost out of control at this point.
Yeah, there was an article in one of the newspapers and a couple of the magazines lately, I don't remember if it was Newsweek or Time, the big article about sugar and how addictive it is, addictive like cocaine. Like, we've got to break our habit as a nation.
Yes, I think pretty soon we'll be snorting sugar.
We'll leave that for another show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Rocco Boulay. He is a graduate of Plymouth State University, summa cum laude graduate, and the head honcho at Integrity Health Coaching, integrityfit.com. You've got to check it out. You've got a great delivery system for creating health at Integrity. It's not just about going in and doing the machines and getting out of there quickly. There's people there that are helping guide you in how to use the equipment properly, setting forth a plan, an eating plan as well, which is missing from that quick $10 gym experience. So you've got all of the things that are there to help someone be successful, and you're making it affordable to do as well.
Yeah, well, and it's also, you know, people like you, Stephanie, who are out there fighting the good fight and spreading the word about, you know, what you do for work, what I do for work, and that believe in that there is no easy, quick fix. There's no gimmick. It is definitely something that you work for, but it's also something you value once you've achieved that health. And it's really through education. Nobody gave me my degree. I studied very diligently to get it so that I would have at least some knowledge to sound somewhat intelligent in different conversations, you know, whether it's television, radio, or internet, or if I'm doing a video talking or teaching about something that's related to health and fitness, that took me a long time to acquire. And compared to all the knowledge in the universe, I'm relatively stupid. So,
as am I.
But, you know, I realize this, and every day I try to learn a little something that may benefit me and somebody else. And I'm a pay it forward kind of a person where I believe that if you can just help one person, that eventually it's going to pay off because that person will do something to help somebody else. And that's how that trickle-down effect really works. And I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, thank you for being on the show. I have to say that looking at the people that are coming into Integrity, it's been fun being there for a year. And I work out. It's a 24-hour club. I should probably let people know that. So I work a lot at Crossroads Chiropractic. And so when it's time to work out, oftentimes it's at 9 at night, maybe sometimes at 10 at night. And I go, I slide my card, I get in. Sometimes there's one or two other women there, but I tend to have a pattern to the days and times I go to work out, like probably most people. And I've been seeing a few of the ladies that are literally shrinking before my eyes in the past year. And to know what impact that's making on their overall health, but also their psychological health and how they're feeling, it's cool to be part of that.
Well, let me ask you a question, as not as a doctor, but as a mom and as just a female. What is it that you think benefits you the most, and what would benefit other women like yourself out there as far as what Integrity has to offer? And is there anything we could do to make it better?
Yeah, you could open one in Concord, because I drive to Bedford from Concord 3 times a week because it's the place to be.
Well, just so you know, we do sell franchises out there. So anybody who is interested in opening a franchise in Concord, New Hampshire, just give us a call at 1-855-550-2348 or BeFit, or email us at info@integrityfit.com.
Yes, please. Someone out there, take him up on this
offer. Stephanie needs a place to work out.
I need a place to work out. This commute is killing me. So thank you so much for being on the show this morning. It's just awesome to share the message of personal choice and empowering people to create health by taking charge of what they're eating and how they're moving. If they're moving, moving from the couch to the fridge and back doesn't count.
Yeah, well, our vision at Integrity is to make the world a healthier place. And I just like to remind everybody out there that there is no greater health, no greater wealth than your health. So keep that in mind, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. And if you're looking to have your spine checked, please give us a call at Crossroads Chiropractic this month, just $25 for a complete exam with any necessary x-rays in 2 locations. In Meredith, call 677-1444. That's 677-1444. Or in Pembroke, 224-4281. 224-4281, and on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. Until next time, have a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse.
Flourish and prosper.